the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Tom, 1320 WILS. Tom Crawford along with Dave Benton. While we have our regular in-studio host, Jack Ebling, I think in Philadelphia, David, ready to hop one of those puddle jumpers.
The ones that make you feel really queasy.
State College, Pennsylvania, to watch the Michigan State Spartans go after a piece of the Big Ten crown for the first time in 20 years. Since 1990, they can do it today.
Jack, where do the puddle jumpers land in Happy Valley? Like, do they just land on one of those farms outside the tailgating, or what? Where do they land?
Right in the middle of Beaver Stadium, usually.
It's the longest runway they got out there.
Yeah. They have a wide tunnel. They get the wings right through there, and they land usually about the 10-yard line. Well, I heard the Minnesota Rouser introducing this. I wondered if that was some sort of an indication that Glenn Mason is going to be the next Michigan coach.
No, he's not going to be the next Michigan coach, Jack.
Another Buckeye.
Don't throw that fantasy. Negative fantasy. I don't want Glenn Mason.
You had Bo Schembechler, Gary Moeller. Why didn't another Buckeye?
I want another Wolverine.
Hey,
number
you can go
four.
7-5 every
Jim
year
Harbaugh.
Without the quality win. There you go.
Hey, Jack, give us our listeners an overview about your wacky week has been. You went from Maui, and now you're heading to State College.
Yeah, it was really a ton of fun, but a little bit crazy the last couple days. Had some plane issues and really stuck in Philadelphia last night. So, hey, you know, they say you'd rather be in Philadelphia. Maybe that works for W.C. Fields. I would have rather been in State College.
Yeah, and not to go into basketball too much on this football Saturday when we're embracing ourselves, but
yep.
not a bad account for Michigan State in those three outputs. I mean, Chaminade struggled a little bit, and obviously beating Washington was a quality win.
That was a good bounce back.
And UConn's a good team, so not too bad for Sparty.
Yeah, you know, probably played its best half when it needed it at the end. And if you had asked people at halftime of the Washington game how Michigan State had played, they would have held their nose because really could have been in a position to go 0-3. Chaminade is not a bad basketball team. You can ask Oklahoma about that. And I think a lot of teams would be surprised at UConn. That was a team picked to finish 12th in the 16-team Big East this year. And they beat two teams favored to win conference titles, three if you count Michigan State.
Yeah, Kemba Walker is an excellent player.
Oh, man, the guy's a stud.
He is an excellent, excellent player. And I don't understand why anybody ever doubts Jim Calhoun. I really don't. I know he's had a couple seasons where he's been hovering around 500 and stuff, but overall, he is one, even with his standard, he is one of the most underrated coaches in the nation.
Yeah, I think his resume certainly stands the test of time, and maybe the NCAA doubts him, but I don't know that Connecticut fans have any reason to expect better than they've gotten from Jim Calhoun over the years. And yeah, he's done a great job making a lot from players that were not highly recruited. Connecticut does not normally get the Kentucky-type players.
No, they get shot blockers. So, Jack, let's talk about football for a little bit.
Yeah.
What are you expecting today for Michigan State? You think this is a trap game for them? You think this should be an easy win? What are you thinking?
Oh, no. I don't think Michigan State has many easy wins, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I could see Michigan State losing this game. I could see Michigan State winning this game. And it's going to be one of those typical Michigan State games where it looks like they couldn't beat themselves for most of the game, and we'll see what they have left in the fourth quarter. They've gotten off to some very slow starts, and I don't think they can afford to do that today, but this game is just about a toss-up in Vegas, and I'd say that's about right.
Yeah, and I think that Kurt, you know, and I was on Ebling and You yesterday with two former Spartans, Kelly Dean, John Chinsky. We're talking about today's game, and I put them on the spot. I said, "Are they cheering for the maize and blue?
Yeah.
You know, to get you know their Spartan nation a shot at a Rose Bowl? Obviously, beating Penn State, and they're very both bullish on that." What do you think the percentage of Michigan State fans actually legitimately wanting Michigan to beat Ohio State today is?
Well, I think it would be much easier to tell that if the Michigan State-Penn State result was in. I think if Penn State's ahead by three touchdowns, a lot of people are going to stop cheering for Michigan. But if Michigan State's in a position to go to the Rose Bowl...
Well, that's what I mean. They're winning.
Yeah. Some people who might not think they could ever root for Michigan might say, go... But I couldn't quite get it out. But.
Did that surprise you that knowing what was going into these games that they didn't maybe make a time shift with that Michigan State Penn State game or the Michigan Ohio State game, so you had more of that, well, watch this game, and then that factors into this game?
You know, I actually checked with some people on that, and here's the deal. The big game in the Big Ten to ABC and ESPN right now is Wisconsin and Northwestern.
Right.
They see that as the game where somebody's going to run around the field with roses in their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. The teeth, and, yeah, the rose bowl in your teeth. The roses in your teeth shot. You're right, exactly.
Exactly.
That's the brand.
And if they didn't have Ohio State in the picture, they'd be at Penn State today because Michigan State would be in a position to do that. But because of the way that looks with the BCS rankings right now, Michigan State is definitely third on that pecking order. And the only way it can really get to the Rose Bowl is with some help from Michigan.
Yeah, and they're not going to get it. I mean, they're just flat out not going to. We're going to have you on a couple more segments, Jack. Obviously, we're going to have you on at 8:50, just so our listeners know, as well as 10:50. We think we can get you in at 10:50 with your logistics as far as getting to State College.
Yes.
But it just ain't going to happen. I hope it happens. I got my maize and blue on today, okay. I'm wrapping myself around this game with a positive attitude. Obviously, out in the back of everybody Michigan's mind right now is that maybe we should just cut the losses, and you know, if things go bad today, just embrace the negative and hope Dave Brandon comes up with the right decision, what's best for the program.
Right. Well, yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to all the teams that advanced in the high school playoffs from Mid Michigan. It was a fantastic year, very memorable, and hats off to all of them.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, Jack, obviously you didn't see it, but Williamson just lost a tearjerker last night. I watched it on tape delay. Had the self-discipline to not, you know, to keep myself blocked away from, a text message or hearing that about Williamson or watching the sports on the other channel. But, man, they had that, 23-13 lead. I thought they're going to pull it out, but still, what a great year for that community. What a great year. I mean, it frustrates me that Michigan High, local Michigan high school football hasn't got that state title in 10 years, but still, I mean, there's some really good football around here.
Absolutely, and be very proud of that. Hey, if you guys get a chance when you talk to Dr. John B., ask him what the suicide alert remedy is for Kyle Brotsman this morning.
Oh, my word.
Kicker for Boise State with those two missed field goals. And, you know, it has to happen to a guy who's a leading scorer in conference history, too.
And, Jack, we were talking about it. Boise State, even though they're not going to get a shot at the national championship, might have ended up having the two most exciting games and entertaining games of this entire year, with the Boise State-Va-Tech game at the beginning of the year, and then with all the drama of last night and what was going into last night, they might have the two most interesting games of anybody.
More interesting than 67-65?
Yeah, that was not interesting. That was boring because there's no defense. You have to have some type of a defense.
Yeah, there has to be a threat of stopping.
Otherwise, it's basically your 5-on-5 basically tackle football game in the backyard where, you know, your shirts are getting ripped and blood's going all over your arms and that kind of stuff. That's what it reminded
me of. You don't like arena football?
Yeah, arena football with a little target, the little X right there on the screen that drops down. No, I don't like it. I want defense, and I'd love to have a 17-10 game down in Columbus and bring back the old feel of a Michigan.
Boy, you really are
game.
Thinking positive today.
Yeah, I'm feeling very old.
17-10?
Not going to happen. When I think about Michigan trying to stop Michigan's defense trying to stop Ohio State, it just doesn't add up.
No.
I'm very curious to hear what John Borton has to say about the coaching picture in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. We'll just do that percentage question that we've talked about posing to him. And obviously we're going to have also Mike Valeni will have his opinions on Michigan football. He's going to be on at 10:35 with us, our old producer who's a star down in 97.1 The Ticket. So, but anyway, we will let you go for the Knicks. We're going to have JJ here, the Michigan High School Athletic Association,
perfect,
Jack, and then we'll bring you back around 8:50 and talk some more about today's happenings on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.